Morning. Our community connection brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And a good Monday morning to you for a community connection this morning. I get to spend a little bit of time with the former president for Bartlesville Kiwanis, Karen Wilson. I know you brought the current president in last time, but apparently schedules didn't work out that way this morning.
That's right. But thanks so much for having us this morning, Charlie.
It's always a fun time. And, of course, you've got a couple of activities coming up. One, well, they're both this week, but one, earlier, starting on, when is the wreath event? Thursday?
Yeah, Friday. It's Thursday. And actually, the fun actually starts tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we'll be checking all the wreaths in at the Hilton Garden Inn, mm-hmm. and the wreaths will go on a display as soon as we get them checked in and photographed, and they'll be in the pre-function area in the hall outside the ballroom for everybody to view and bid on, as they'll all be sold by silent auction until the big party on Thursday.
And, of course, it is it's a fundraiser that the Kiwanis Club holds to benefit the participating nonprofits that have wreaths in the show.
That's right. Yeah. Kiwanis started this event 5 years ago, and we are so proud that this is one of the premier events that we host for the community and our way of supporting the community and the nonprofits in the community, just a way for everybody to get out and, tell the community what they're all about, what, you know, services they offer, you know, what they promote. And that really started last year. The wreaths, you know, have been going on all 5 years and been sold by silent auction. And, you know, without much effort, the organizations are able to raise a little extra money at holiday time. Last year, we added the big event in the ballroom, mm-hmm. with each of the organizations having a table where they could promote, sell holiday items, raffle off baskets. They were so creative. We can hardly wait to see what they do this year, because everybody got great ideas last year, mm-hmm. and you know, one of the big surprises and one of the reasons that we're so proud to continue to do this is all the organizations said, you know, that was really the only opportunity they had to network and visit with each other, you know, all in one room at the same time. So we're excited and, you know, looking for a big crowd. In addition to selling their wreaths, the organizations have an opportunity to win a cash prize, mm-hmm. if they're chosen as the People's Choice wreath. And that works by everybody's entry ticket to the event, which is just only $10. That's a vote. And they're able to vote with a ticket. And, oh, by the way, they can buy as many tickets as they like and vote for the same wreath or different wreaths if they choose. But in addition to voting, there'll be great refreshments and door prizes and special guests. We're excited to have a special guest MC, Haley Huey from KTUL in Tulsa, and our grand marshals. Mm-hmm. Ed Gordon and Tom Holland should be on hand to visit with the crowd.
Always fun when you get those two together in the same room.
That's right. You know, it's just going to be a great time. We're really excited to kind of kick off the holiday season. I know there are other events going on in town starting up the same evening and carrying through, but we're excited to, you know, to be one of the first to kick off the season.
Well, I'll mention one that's going to be physically close to yours. The Price Tower has one coming up, and you can either stop by your wreath event and then go see their trees, or vice versa, go see their trees and then come visit your wreaths.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know that Christmas in the Ville has a kickoff for chamber members that evening.
Right.
So
yeah.
Hopefully it's going to be great weather for people to get out and stroll. I know some of the merchants are going to be open, and I think there's something going on at the community center as well, a big Christmas market. So hopefully it'll be a great evening for strolling. the Holiday Wreaths and More is a come and go event. Big finale at 7:30 when we'll close the silent auction for the wreaths and announce the People's Choice winner and the cash prize. So we're excited about that. But we expect a lot of guests to join us on Thursday evening, 5:30 to 8:00.
It'll be a fun evening all the way around, and I think Haley will help you out a little bit too. She has a great personality, and will be out there to do a little bit of MC work for you. It'll be fun.
Yeah, we're last year was our first year, but this year, we're hoping the organizations come with their elevator speech, so we can give each organization a minute or so to tell what they're about.
That's a long elevator ride. I think you better get it down to about 40 seconds, but okay.
Well, in any event, we're hoping to, let each organization, share a highlight or two during the evening.
It'll be fun. And each organization, and when you look at the number of nonprofits we have in the community, we all recognize the larger ones, the ones that typically are part of organizations like the United Way. But we have so many nonprofits like some of the others that quietly go about doing their job, but really don't get the notice that maybe some of the others like the Red Cross might get.
Well, and what we're, every year we have new organizations join us. We do have some of the United Way organizations. In fact, Mary Martha's joining us this year.
Good.
And they have not participated in the past. But we also, every year, some new organizations hear about us. Mm-hmm. For example, Hope Clinic is participating this year, and that's a fairly new organization. And actually, Tom Mix Museum is joining us this year. So, that's why when we announce the event, we have space limitations at the ballroom, but we aim at 40, and this year we got there and went over by a couple.
Well, it's nice as long as you have the room to do it. But again, somewhere along the line, I'm sure you're going to have to say, sorry, we don't have the space for you. You should have signed up sooner.
That's right. That is right.
Well, this is a fun event, and it's, like you said, an opportunity for the organizations to be there. And that's relatively new. You said you did that, I think, last year, or is this your first year for each organization to have a representative on hand and make that, like you said, that minute and a half elevator speech?
Right. This is the second year that we've had the party in the ballroom. And, as the first year last year, we weren't sure what to expect, but we were so amazed at the creativity, and that's we're expecting it to be even more so this year. So that there's still time to get tickets. We'll be selling tickets at the door as well, but tickets are available online at BartlesvilleChristmas.org, and we'll probably shut that down around noon on Thursday so we can bring the list to the party and make sure everybody gets on the list. So that's important. There are tickets for sale out and about, including at the Hilton Garden Inn, also at the downtown Truity branch and Arvest East Side. So they're, and some of the committee members have tickets as well, but definitely get those tickets ahead of time. We want to make sure the Hilton has enough food, so that's the reason to get those tickets as soon as possible.
Absolutely. For those that maybe haven't looked at the list of nonprofits that are participating, are they listed on your website?
That's right. You can see the list at BartlesvilleChristmas.org. Of course, we've got posters and windows around town as well, and out on BartlesvilleChristmas.org. The list is on Facebook. And hopefully, Kiwanis hosts the event and organizes everything, but we've encouraged all the organizations to promote their participation in the event with their supporters. And I know that a lot of them have been promoting their participation on social media and out and about. So we're excited to see that all come to fruition on Thursday. But again, the wreaths are going to be on display as soon as we get them checked in by the end of the day tomorrow and all day Wednesday. And the silent auction sheets will be right there on a clipboard with the wreath so people can start bidding. And then the wreaths will be moved inside to the display tables for the party, and we'll close out the bidding at 7:30 on Thursday.
Sounds like a great deal. You are invited. It's the Kiwanis Holiday Wreaths and More event going on this week at the Hilton Garden Inn. We've got more an event coming up on Saturday as well when we continue in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And again, we're talking with Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, former, I'll say past president, Karen Wilson. We're talking about events going on this week. We talked about the holiday wreaths and more that really get underway tomorrow, but the official public events are later on in the week. But Saturday, it is an event the Kiwanis Club has run in Bartlesville for, I'm not sure how many years, but a number of years. How long has it been now, Karen, since you've had the Christmas parade?
Well, you would ask me, I would say 8 to 10 years.
Okay.
Kiwanis took it over from the chamber.
Mm-hmm. It's
a number of years ago.
A number of years, and I think it's been a very efficiently run operation. You've got people who apparently are good parade organizers, and that helps out.
We do have some organized folks who can just about set up any kind of event we've discovered.
Yeah, and I know, I'll say you can name names if you want, but some of them have been organizing Freedom Fest since Freedom Fest started back around 2000, more or less.
That's right.
Yeah, and so it's something that's been going on for a number of years, and those are the people you want to make sure you retain their membership as long as possible.
For sure. and I will say, you know, that's one of the great things about the Kiwanis Club of Bartlesville, is there are a lot of hard workers who truly enjoy serving the community with these big events. But it does, you know, and we're kind of small but mighty. You know, there are people that are involved in every event, and it does take a lot of work, although we have been doing some of them long enough that, you know, everybody knows their tasks and show up and complete them in short order. And so Saturday is the Christmas parade, kicks off at 6:30 p.m.
That's a change. It used to be a 6 o'clock parade, so allowing folks an extra half an hour to stop ice skating and come over and see the parade.
Right. And honestly, the reason that we made the change is we realized, and it dawned on me because I happened to help with the judging last year, that the appearance of the floats in the daylight and after dark is like completely different. So the judging was over kind of before, you know, all the lights were on. So that's why we decided to move it. Now, having said that, every year we always are scrambling to get the floats lined up so they can be judged. So, you know, we encourage everybody to show up earlier in the afternoon. We start lining up at 2, and, you know, it's fine to bring your float and your last minute touch-ups and people and get in your spot and do your touch-ups while you're waiting to be judged. That's fine, because even though we say, you know, be lined up by no later than 5 o'clock to be judged, guess what? There's going to be a line at the entry to the parking lot to get in there. So if you're not, you know, if you don't get there early, you may be in line around the corner.
Yes.
Waiting to get in.
And the way the parade lines up, and the public doesn't always get to see how the logistics of that before it goes down the street lineup works. But you've got parade people in line, and sometimes if you're hypothetically number 12 in the parade, it's rough to get past number 15 to get to your spot in line, and that's how the parade occasionally gets what you and I would call out of order, in that you're not in where you should be in the parade lineup.
I tell you, that's one thing our organizers do such a great job of, and we allow entries up until Thursday this week. After that, the organizers are busy completing the lineup, and you know, we try our best to ascertain from the entries, you know, how many vehicles, how many people, so we know how much space to allow in the lineup to make sure that everybody does fit. But guess what, if you're too late, you may end up at the back of the line.
And some of those things, and I love them, they do a great job as far as being in parade every year. They do a great show. But when you get the number of vehicles like the ACT-R clowns that are coming in with those little vehicles that just scoot up and down and everything, and the kids love to see them, but it's difficult to say how many vehicles you bring in this year. You know, it's just one
right.
of those things.
And you know, again, experience, we know, you know, how much to allow for some of those organizations that we know are going to bring multiple vehicles. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't say enough about the organizers. They really do a great job with the setup. And we'll be out there first thing Saturday morning setting up the cones and numbering the spots and, you know, getting everything ready for folks to start arriving at 2 o'clock.
Well, the announcement was made several weeks ago. People know, but you mentioned the Grand Marshals for the parade, and I think it's important that we spotlight those two gentlemen again.
That's right. And we're, you know, we have such a great time, you know, highlighting some of our, you know, great people in the community and you know, people who have dedicated their lives to the community. And this year, our Grand Marshals are Ed Gordon and Tom Holland. We're excited to have them as our Grand Marshals. As we said, they'll be guests at our party on Thursday, but looking forward to that. And I know people will enjoy seeing them in the parade, but come on out to the party on Thursday if you want to visit with them, because they'll be there too. I think everybody knows, with the lineup and the entry to the Phillips parking lot is at the south entrance off Adams. And come on in, get lined up and come on in there. We'll check you in and get you lined up as quickly as we can. The parade then starts from the north entrance at, of the Phillips parking lot there, goes, east on Frank Phillips to Osage, south on Osage to Silas Street or 6th Street, and then west to Armstrong, and then back in the south entry of the parking lot. And, you know, we typically have 80 to 100 entries, and what that means is the parade, there are people coming back into the parking lot before the last ones are out of the parking lot and into the parade. So it's quite a parade.
It is a parade, and it's a great time. I have a fun time announcing the parade every year, and it's always interesting to see the variations on the theme, which, by the way, this year is a family Christmas. You're going to have a good time.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's going to be a great time, and Charlie's going to make sure that we have great weather for the parade, I understand.
I'll exercise all the control I have on it, Karen. How about that? Again, thank you to the Kiwanis Club, the club members, the people who step forward every year to give us these great events like the Christmas Parade, like Freedom Fest, and again this year with the wreath event. It all starts on tomorrow when people bring their wreaths event, and we want to invite people to pick up their tickets so the Hilton Garden Inn knows how many people to expect.
That's right. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you very much. BartlesvilleChristmas.org, I believe, is your website.
That's right.
And you're going to be accepting parade entries through Thursday. Wow.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
News is next.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. A state council that studies homelessness in Oklahoma.